Weather conditions across the Midwest this weekend will likely turn a little bit better for some areas, especially in the lower Midwest, where we're going to see an increase in soil moisture resulting from showers and thunderstorms in the Ohio River Valley area. This precipitation event is expected to occur as we move forward through the next 2 days, and the amount of rain that falls will be extremely important. Many areas in this region have seen well below average precipitation over the past 30 days, and the ground has firmed up rather notably across parts of the region. Bringing significant rain into the area right now would be very important, since it's going to be dry again next week across a big part of the region, and temperatures will likely start to turn warmer, especially as you get closer to the western Corn Belt. The temperature outlook for the middle and latter part of next week will generate highs in the 80s and perhaps some 90-degree temperatures in the southwestern Corn Belt. Areas in Nebraska, Kansas, and parts of Missouri and Iowa will see those warmer temperatures. It would not be out of the realm of possibilities for extreme highs in parts of the central U.S. plains to work their way up close to 100 degrees during the latter part of next week. The only thing that will hold them back is high relative humidity after all of the rain that has occurred in the past 2 weeks. Well, everything's starting to look a little bit like summer, and the precipitation across the heart of the Midwest after this weekend will likely be rather restricted, although not completely absent. Many areas in the Midwest will experience some drying conditions. Temperatures the further northeast you go across the region will be more seasonable and probably even getting a little bit on the mild to cool side in Michigan and parts of Ohio as you travel in that direction during the early part of next week. In contrast to that, though, temperatures will be warming quite a bit in the southwestern Corn Belt. We look for temperatures to rise above average there. There's a couple of cool fronts that will come southward from Canada, though, that will stop the heat from getting any further to the east and may help to push it back to the southwest periodically. This is also a very important feature. Actually, what you're hearing is very typical of what occurs in these 18-year cycle years that we've talked about in the past, and we expect to see more heat occur as we go deeper into the summer across the western Corn Belt. Those areas will likely see temperatures well above average at times, and the heat will be great enough to stress some livestock and perhaps some crops as time moves along. We're not ready for that yet. The soil situation across most of the Midwest is still quite favorable, but as we move through this first half of June, we're likely to start firming up the soil in quite a few areas. The temperature contrast across the region will not be so great this weekend. Most of the Midwest will likely see temperatures running in the 70s and lower 80s, with one exception, and that is going to be in portions of the southwestern Corn Belt, where we will see those temperatures get hotter, obviously, as we get out towards the middle and latter part of next week. But portions of the Great Lakes region will see the other extreme, and the afternoon temperatures may fall back into some 60 and 70 degree readings late this weekend into the early part of next week. The warm-up in those areas will be brief and likely last for a couple of days towards the end of next week. In the meantime, hard red winter wheat country, where it's been so wet in the past couple of weeks, will have a chance to dry down significantly as we move forward through this next full week, and areas that have been very dry between the Mississippi River and eastern Georgia will also turn quite a bit wetter. And lastly, certainly not least, there will be a tropical cyclone that will form near the Yucatan Peninsula this weekend, and it will move across Florida Monday and Tuesday of next week, producing some very heavy rainfall and possible flooding. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.